A Palestinian man has been killed during clashes with Israeli forces in Rabatia village. In the northern West Bank, Israeli forces killed 22-year-old Ahmad Tezaza during an overnight raid. Israeli armed forces also arrested 12 people, including three Hamas officials in Ramallah. The UN Special Rapporteur on Palestinian Human Rights says the International Court of Justice should question Israel's occupation of Palestine. Richard Falk has slammed Israel's settlement activities as illegal and in violation of international law. Tel Aviv has defied all calls by the international community to stop settlement building on Palestinian land. Residents of the disputed oil-rich Abyei region have chosen to be part of South Sudan. The committee running the unofficial referendum said 99.9% of the participants voted to join the South. However, a major pro-Sudan tribe boycotted the vote. The poll was not recognized by either Khartoum or Juba. Fresh violence in Yemen, where several troops are killed and more injured in a militant attack in the country's south. Gunmen hit an army security checkpoint in Abyan, inflicting casualties on the forces there. Yemen's 111 Army Brigade is in charge of security in this province. A Pakistani government report says civilian deaths caused by U.S. assassination drones are at a surprisingly lower rate than previously estimated. Pakistan's defense ministry announced that only 3% of those killed by drones since 2008 were civilians. The report has sparked criticism from groups investigating U.S. assassination drones. Members of the European Parliament censure the U.S. for spying on European citizens and leaders. A delegation of EU parliamentarians has traveled to Washington to demand transparency over America's massive cyber espionage overseas. They say the scandal has badly damaged the trust between the EU and the United States. Washington criticizes Germany's economic policies. The U.S. Treasury Department says Berlin is dragging down the economies of not only its neighbors, but the rest of the world, too. In its biannual report, it said Germany's dependence on exports was a contributing factor to the Eurozone's weak growth. An African-American slammed racial profiling by New York City police. Protesters gathered outside Barney's store expressing their anger over police stopping them after making luxury purchases. No shop and frisk was the slogan of the protesters. Earlier this week, police arrested several black shoppers in separate incidents at Barney's.